This podcast is part of the Midwest Podcast Network. Find out more about our other shows and how to support our network at MidwestPodcastNetwork.com.
Hello and welcome to Horror Movie Yearbook.
Caught me by surprise.
You got excited.
Yeah, I zoned out for a second.
Are you mildly aroused by what just happened?
Not mildly.
Ooh. With me, as always, is my
gets
my
me going like being snapped out of like a zone.
Yeah. With me, as always, is my my wonderful, esteemed, and super aroused colleague, Mr. Tim Long. How are you doing?
Starting things off on the right foot.
I mean, we're talking about Dead Alive.
I was gonna say we're talking about Dead Alive. We're not gonna offend anybody.
All bets are off, buddy.
Yeah.
You doing all right?
I'm doing all right. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
This is weird. We're like, we can't look at each other.
I know. Usually we stare in each other's eyes.
Yeah,
but
we're okay. Off to the side because we're joined.
We are joined. Yeah. Let's start things off first. We have two, well, virgins of sorts, I guess, on the show today. We have a virgin to the film we'll be talking about, Mr. Alex Morrell, the founder himself. How are you, Alex?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm beautiful. I'm glad to see you. We can stare each other in the eyes.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's absolutely. How I programmed it.
Oh, okay. You did this on purpose.
Yes.
This is premeditated, partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. You have never seen Dead Alive.
This is true.
This is quite the maiden voyage you're about to take.
I know some Peter Jackson movies.
Which ones do you know? Real quick.
Almost all of them are Lord of the Rings related.
Okay.
I have also seen bits and pieces of The Frighteners.
Okay. Ooh, you've probably seen King Kong, right?
I have not seen King Kong.
Okay. Lovely Bones.
I have not seen The Lovely
Beautiful
Bones.
Beautiful Creatures.
I have not seen Beautiful Creatures.
Okay, so Lord of the Rings.
What did
Hobbit.
He just do? What was the last movie he just did? Was it just The Hobbit ones? He's got that one coming out.
He's got a Mortal Instruments movie or something coming
he's
out.
He's working on that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is not necessarily Peter Jackson you might be used to. I'm just going to throw
all
that right out there right now.
Is Legolas in this one?
He is not.
Oh.
Strangely enough, there's probably a special edition where he's been inserted.
I was going to say there's a King Kong connection, but...
Yeah.
But
is
you're
it
not going to get that.
Chandler?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Good. Kyle Chandler's in the film for
good,
sure.
Good.
No question.
Famous New Zealand actor.
And our second virgin here, virgin to Horror Movie Yearbook, a virgin to podcasting, my little brother Zach, who is in town from Colorado. Zach, how are you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm great. You chose this movie to record about.
Yep.
Why?
Because it's amazing.
Okay.
I mean, everything about it is great.
Okay.
I'm awesome. Actually even more excited now knowing that you have not seen it.
you'll hear my raw reaction to it.
Oh, you have no idea what's in store. It's the best.
Wonderful.
Good.
This is beautiful. All right, awesome. So,
is this the grossest movie we've done on the podcast?
In terms of gore?
Yeah.
110%.
Okay. Yeah, I guarantee it.
It's probably the goriest movie we will ever do on the podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
Not, and I'm not talking realistic stuff. Like Hostel is like a different type of gore. This is just like there's so much.
This is
blood.
This is like brutality in Mortal Kombat 3, where the seven rib cages
yes,
come out
is,
of one person.
You will see a rib cage come out of a person in this movie.
Okay.
Don't worry.
All right.
You're on the nose right there.
Good.
Yeah. So, well, before we get started, Alex, is there anything you want to talk about? Podcast network related. Anything coming out that you want to plug? Or?
Season 3 of Preacher is ending the Sunday after this comes out.
Okay.
So we will have a recap episode out for that and then a season wrap up after that. It's been a good season of Preacher. It's been maybe the best season of Preacher.
Yeah, awesome.
And it could potentially be the last season of Preacher. But
really?
Hopefully not. Yeah. The ratings are kind of...
On the bubble?
They've been on the bubble since the beginning. And they're a little bit lower than on the bubble
okay.
this season. But yeah, so that's going on. And then Midwest Game Nerds, we talked about Dead Cells last week. This upcoming week, we will have some type of news roundup, and John got to play Dead Cells, so he's going to talk about that too.
Cool.
But yeah, so it's exciting. You can check that out on Twitch. Go to MidwestPodcastNetwork.com. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/MidwestPodNet.
Mm-hmm.
All that good stuff. And yeah.
And yeah, don't forget to leave us feedback, Horror Movie Yearbook feedback, Twitter, Facebook. You guys know the drill at this point. If you got something to email us, if you have like a commentary idea or you have a number of ideas, Gmail's the way to go. Like
another bracket you want to hear?
Yeah. Send us an email. Give us some ideas for some episodes. We are always down to...
Yeah.
I think we've pretty much... any time we've received a specific request, we've done it within a reasonable time. So we try to do that. We've got another bracket that we've been like talking about how feasible it's going to be to do. We still got to figure that out.
I think we'll figure it out.
We'll make it happen.
With the next couple weeks.
Cracking the code.
I'm halfway through my Halloween rewatch.
You're so good.
Thanks.
How, where are you at? Real quick. Sorry, I hate to.
Oh, well, not halfway, I guess. I'm at 4.
How do you like 4? Oh, yeah, you haven't watched it yet.
I started it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That mask. Yikes. Anyway.
We're gonna be doing a bracket where we rank the masks.
We should.
There's no way around it. We're doing that.
It's going to happen.
A bracket within a bracket?
Yes.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah, we're going to do many brackets, I think is the plan.
We're going to do so many brackets, like Inception. anyway, so if you're watching, hopefully you own a copy of this. If not, you found some other way to watch this film. Right now we are paused at the Trimark Pictures logo. Okay. This is on the DVD copy of Dead Alive, and the Trimark Pictures logo is about to disappear.
It is fully formed. The sound, the music has stopped.
The tiger or lion or whatever, bestial cat is on the screen here. We are 11 seconds in.
What do you think that is?
I think it's a tiger.
A cougar?
No, it's too hairy, right?
Yeah.
We can talk about this for a while.
It kind of looks like a lion.
I think it's a lion.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not.
It's missing the mane.
Yeah, you don't get full mane.
You don't get a full
shot.
Mane.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, MGM had that covered, right? So, like,
yeah.
You would think they'd choose a different
jungle.
But this
is a sleeker. This is like, hey, we're not MGM.
Maybe it's like a liger.
Or a trion.
I almost suggested the liger, yeah.
Well, it, apparently in 2000, Trimark merged with Lionsgate, so maybe they were like, oh, hey.
Ooh.
But yeah, like we said, there's a lot of hair on that lion, if that's a lion.
There's a lot of lion in big production companies then. What's going on?
Yeah,
anyway.
You got your MGM and, yeah, anyway.
Anyway, well, so 11 seconds in, we're on the Trimark Pictures logo. It is about to disappear, and I'm going to count down 3, 2, 1, play.
There aren't any other like cuts or anything?
This, to my knowledge, is the cut that's available. This is
okay.
It. So this cut is 1 hour and 37 minutes long.
Yep.
So that's the cut we're watching. I don't know if it's considered the unrated cut or not. It's the cut. It's called Dead Alive, not Brain Dead, which was the original title.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. So in 3, 2, 1, play. When I say play, you press play. All right?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, play.
All right.
And we are watching Dead Alive by Peter Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
What a interesting career that gentleman's had, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. This is nice, too, because it's under 4 hours long.
You know, I noticed that.
One of those rare Peter Jackson movies.
Even The Frighteners is just, like, super long.
There's
Skull Island.
We're on
right
Skull
away.
Island, huh?
We're on Skull Island.
Honestly, I would be totally fine with 4 hours straight of Dead Alive.
That's a fair point.
It's that good.
It's the only Peter Jackson movie we wish was longer.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
This guy's got quite the accent. Not sure where he's from.
Yeah, I was going to say. Is that accent native to Skull Island?
Yeah, it's a little Jamaican, though, right? I got the bad feeling, man.
Incredible.
Wait, this isn't the crate from Creepshow, is it?
No, different crate. Also dangerous.
So we're going to pick out like where we think he got Lord of the Rings.
Yes,
like, what, like,
throughout the course of the film, yes, Tim, absolutely. We should. I want to know where the guys at New Line said, this is the guy for our movie, for our Lord of the Rings franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty crazy to put in perspective that the same person who made Lord of the Rings made this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was around the time, because this came out around a couple of years after Evil Dead 2, correct?
Yes.
And then he and Raimi both got huge tentpole, because Raimi got Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
and then I think he got Lord of the Rings before that. But, yeah, it was a really interesting time. And then, technically, Guillermo, GDT, got Blade 2 as well.
Yeah, that's true. You know what's funny is Raimi and Peter Jackson have like similar like career trajectories,
really do, yeah.
Right? They do a lot of splatter films early on.
Yep.
They move into kind of artsy fare, and then they move into like big budget blockbusters.
Right.
Yeah.
I gotta say, this movie looks really good for being from 1992 and on a DVD.
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
All right, so they're trying to abscond with the Sumerian rat monkey, which plays an important part in this film. We're in New Zealand, I assume.
Is this,
right?
Yeah, it's like, is this a place I can go to?
I would think it's New Zealand. I mean, that's kind of Jackson's bread and butter, right?
Yeah. No. Well, this. Yeah. This is a. Oh. You're looking up the shooting location right now.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like most of it was done in Wellington, New Zealand, and Wairarapa, New Zealand. So it was all New Zealand. So this is somewhere there. Yes.
Makes sense.
I mean, this guy has done so much for the New Zealand economy. It's insane. I love it. What a hero for the people.
He is the film industry in New Zealand.
He is, kind of. Him and Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so here we go. Here's an example of where I can see New Line going, this is the guy, right?
The chase.
Yeah, we had a good chase scene. There were some decent, like, handmade weapons, right? Props there.
No, and even early on, for, like, a low-budget horror movie, the camera's moving like crazy.
There's a certain scale about it, too.
Yeah.
Not enough slow trekking across country so far.
Yeah.
That'll come.
There haven't been any wide sweeping vistas.
So a hand just got cut off for those that are just listening.
Yeah.
Zendaya, the star.
The star
of Spider-Man Homecoming. Call me MJ. So that gentleman was scratched / bitten by the Sumerian rat monkey, and clearly the natives are not psyched about that. Something's up with this rat monkey.
Now, okay, so this is Alex's first time watching the movie. Mm-hmm. I have not seen this since high school. Okay. Zach, when is the last time you watched it?
I think the last time I saw it was roughly 2 years ago, so it has been a little while.
Okay. And then, Willie, you've recently watched it as
Three or 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually went to this one, not blind, but did not do a rewatch beforehand. So
yeah, so you may get a lot of reactions.
I kind
of
wanted to wash over me.
You know?
You know what I will say is it does feel very Peter Jackson.
Does it? Why do you say that?
At least kind of what I get out of what I know of The Frighteners. It just has this, like, it's got a little bit of whimsy to it.
Yeah.
That is for some reason to me a very Peter Jackson taste.
I totally agree. He's got that quality about him.
This was his third feature movie, I think. Bad Taste, and then is it Meet the Deedles?
Yeah, let me pull up the filmography. Let's talk a little Peter Jackson real quick.
I think those were before this.
The soundtrack on this is actually pretty good too.
Yeah.
Ah, the Wellington Zoo. Did you guys go to the zoo today?
I did, yes.
Okay. How was that?
It was nice. The polar bears were out and about.
Were the polar bears? Did you see the polar bears?
I did. They were pretty active.
Were there any Skull Island monkeys there?
No.
No.
There was a bush dog, which is pretty cool.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of neat.
What about the lion?
I didn't see the lions today. Okay. Yeah.
Were there any ligers?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
No chupacabras?
No chupacabras. So 87, we've got Bad Taste.
Yep.
89, we got Meet the Feebles.
Feebles, not Meet the Deedles. Okay.
And then 92 is Dead Alive. Then he'd move on 2 years later to Heavenly Creatures, which is about as different as you can get from Dead Alive.
Mm-hmm.
And Frighteners in 96. And then Fellowship in 2001. So, yeah.
I don't know that I've ever seen Frighteners.
It's good.
It's good.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a little long. It is, really. I mean, I was joking when I said it, but it is. It goes on a little bit, but.
The only thing I, like, concretely remember from The Frighteners is the fact that Michael J. Fox kept, like, inserting Doc into his lines because he was working on Back to the Future. Mm. Or no, he wasn't. No, what was the deal with that?
I don't know.
He just kept, there's a bunch of bloopers of him just saying, God, Doc, or, like, things like that. It's really weird.
What a goofball. So this will be, this will be a character we visit a lot throughout the course of the film. She's kind of the, you know, I don't want to call her a love interest because she handles herself quite well in the film.
It's yeah, not she like does she's pretty
like,
good.
Yeah, she's not like some sort of damsel in distress, right? I mean, but she is the love interest for our hero, Paquita, which I like that name quite a bit. Paquita Maria Sanchez.
I would even argue that she's quite a lot smarter than our main character in this movie.
Yeah, you might be right about that. Did you guys know that this movie is the bloodiest of all time?
Yes.
As measured by the amount of actual film blood used during production. Pretty awesome.
I would not doubt that for a second.
This is straight out of IMDb, which is always correct.
Well, this is also, it's called like the Splatstick Horror, along with this and like Evil Dead 2 mm-hmm. was another one. Like, Reanimator kind of gets lumped into that kind of group.
I could see that being kind of
yeah
in the mix.
But yeah, those kind of goofy kind of horror slapsticky comedies.
I dig that stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Ooh. Oh, she's going to have a nice romance.
Is that not Bob Hoskins?
That is definitely Bob Hoskins.
It's New Zealand Bob Hoskins.
Yep.
New Zealand doppelganger. We all have them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This lady's awesome.
She's got a really cool looking tarot deck, you know?
It's pretty sweet. She's got a real cool voice, too.
Yeah.
You will recognize this man. Well, here's our hero.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Now it's coming back to me now.
He's already bumbling.
Dropping produce.
Yep.
No, have any of you ever dropped produce? What was that?
I believe I have.
Okay.
At some point in my life.
So you fumbled it around?
Yes.
I've never
done it. I am not a hero in a horror movie, though, so I don't know that it's a...
I'm very sure-handed when it comes to produce.
Are you?
That's good.
There's Fanta in the background. Anybody a big fan of Fanta here? As you can tell, I've come in with detailed notes about this film.
Remember those commercials? Fanta, Fanta, don't you want to?
Don't you... Fanta, Fanta, don't you want to? Fanta, Fanta.
I have dropped produce before. at home.
Okay.
It's not so bad. You know, I mean...
Yeah.
But if you're in the produce area of your grocer and like you knock a bunch of apples over, it's embarrassment.
Yeah.
Because those are all bruised at this
point. If it's not your produce, you know.
It's no good.
No, she sees a sign here.
Yeah, she was told that she would meet her great love by the sign of the star.
Oh, dropping more produce.
Jeez, man.
What an embarrassment.
You should pay for that, really. Maybe the different rules over.
He's terrified of her. Yeah. Like, he's like... He's petrified, but he is a,
whoa.
He almost died too.
That was a close one. What a slick getaway though.
Didn't he drive his car there?
He's like the thief that leaves his wallet at the scene of the crime.
Yeah. Very slick. He's a bit of a schlub. He's kind of the classic, like he lives at home with kind of his domineering mother.
Yeah.
You know, very Norman Batesy actually.
Yeah. Mm. A little house on the hill there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's got to be like a wink, right?
Like, I would think so, yeah. Knowing Peter Jackson. No, has anybody ever been to New Zealand?
No.
I have not. I'd like to go.
Yeah.
Zach has not, right?
What's
no,
that?
No New Zealand trips I haven't heard of?
No, I've never been to New Zealand.
I've watched the rugby team, the All
Blacks.
I would
love to go there.
Yeah, me too. It seems like a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Less scary than Australia. Australia, I know mainly from the BuzzFeed articles that say like the scariest stuff in Australia, and it's always like a giant snake like wrapped around, like its jaws are unhinged and wrapped around a light.
It's like
of
eating
a person's
like,
house.
Yeah, it's like eating a kangaroo hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Australia doesn't sound like a place I'd like to visit, and I'm sure it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Knowing my luck and my history with dangerous animals of a wide variety, I should probably never go to Australia.
Zach had a run-in.
Now, Zach, can you tell me more, please?
Oh, yeah. I got bit by a brown recluse spider.
No
oh,
way.
Yeah.
Gross.
Good.
It was not fun.
What happened?
Do you know about brown recluses?
I know. Yeah. What were the effects of this?
Well, they have necrotic poison.
Okay.
So your skin dies.
Okay.
Like rots in front of you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I probably put a good 2-inch hole in my side.
Oh, dude.
Jeez.
Yeah. Like it was probably the most painful thing I've ever been through.
Did you?
Being
you could stick your finger in it?
Yeah. Oh, you could probably stick more than a single finger in there, to be honest.
He still has a scar, too.
It looks like I got... It honestly looks like a gunshot.
Yeah.
Scar. Oh, really?
It does.
Yeah, it honestly does. Wow. Yeah.
How long ago was this?
Oh, 5 years ago.
Okay.
And it was here. It was on a boat.
Yeah, don't party on boats, bro.
They like boats.
Stay away from boats in Michigan, everybody.
Yeah, brown recluses.
Yep.
What do they look like, Zach, so we can know what to look out for?
medium-sized brown spider with white designs on their butt.
Okay.
I don't, yeah.
Interesting.
You should have been on our David Cronenberg episode last week where we shared disgusting body stories. That would have won.
It was hideous.
I just had a zit in my ear.
it was horrifying. I did witness the repercussions of it. And it was just like a little red bump at first, like any like mosquito bite.
It kind of looked like a zit at first.
Yeah.
Did it? Okay.
And then by the time I got on the plane and was flying back to Colorado,
yeah,
it started opening up while I had just sat down in the plane.
Oh,
so I had to sit on the plane for 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Well, it was opening.
With a big spider bite hole just opening up.
Dude.
And like the flesh turns like black around the hole and stuff.
Oh yeah, there's lots of yellow pus and
Jesus.
Well, at least you weren't on a plane to Australia, which I would imagine I think is like 18 hours or something from like California or so.
Terrible.
But or New Zealand, I guess, in this case as well.
Yeah. I'm looking them up right now.
Don't get bit by one of those.
Oh yeah, these are gross.
Yeah. Oh, you're looking at bites?
Oh, dude. I looked at the worst one.
Yeah, you don't want to see that, dude.
Oh, my God.
You made a mistake.
It was so gross.
Oh my God.
Luckily, I got bit in a spot that was not too dangerous.
He got bit in like a meteor spot.
Yeah. Good.
So, just to catch everybody up here, our hero lives with his mother, who has some serious emotional issues. And she's kind of a pain in the ass. And there's beetles in the house. Has nothing to do with the plot, but it's just an observation.
So there's a little bit of that in Preacher this season, actually, with Jesse Custer and his grandma. But, yeah, check out Gone to Texas.
Very smooth.
So this must be the famed New Zealand zoo.
Yes.
I've heard a lot about it.
They're looking at the Trimark logo right now.
Yes, they are. A living version of the Trimark.
Yeah, I don't see any BuzzFeed articles on dangerous animals in New Zealand. So I don't think, I mean, there are obviously poisonous ones, but it does not seem to be as dangerous as Australia. So if you're looking to travel.
So wait, for my clarity, this slicked hair guy, is this our hero, our bumbling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
It's very distinct.
He just cleaned himself up.
Yeah, the cleaning up that happened changed.
He kind of looks like Charlton.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Do you guys know the Spanish title of this film?
No.
It translates to "Your mother ate my dog."
All right.
So there you go.
It's a solid name for a movie. Yeah.
I'd rent it.
It would get asses in seats.
Mm-hmm. This is a very traumatic event he's recalling. But Paquita is sensitive.
Yes.
She seems like a nice gal.
Caring.
So I'm sorry, what happened to make him not afraid of women?
Well, I think he was nervous. Look, here's the thing. This guy lives at home, right? We've established this.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't have a lot of contact with women outside of his own mother and whoever he's interacting with when he's out in town shopping and getting things for his mother. So, I mean, he hasn't been approached by a woman in a long time in a romantic way, and he was probably very nervous at first. But once he got home, he probably got excited, right? He got himself jazzed up and was like, wow, this could be really cool.
And she's very...
Forward.
She's very outgoing. She makes you very comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Holy shit! That monkey just got... Did you hear that punch sound?
Yeah.
The rat monkey.
Oh, man. Oh. Very Gollum-esque, actually. There's another one I can see.
I appreciate the stop motion.
Oh, he doesn't want the apple. He wants that monkey knocked out.
It kind of reminds me of a really angry version of our Chinese crested that we used to have.
Yeah, it does. This is not something you want to go see when you go to the zoo, right?
No, it wouldn't be part of a normal trip.
I mean, you don't want to see it, but you're not going to look away
either. This guy's really good. Incredible.
He's got wonderful glasses.
I like his like cigarette dangling out of his mouth that's not lit or anything. It's just kind of there.
Yeah.
Like it's a permanent fixture at this point.
Ew.
Can you imagine going to a zoo and witnessing this? Okay, like I'm sure it's happened. Animals attack other animals, right?
Yeah.
But you go to the zoo, and then like this crazy man runs up with no like identification of like nothing to indicate he's a worker at the zoo,
yeah.
And yanks the corpse out and just starts dangling it around while he raves at you.
He has a rolled cigarette as well.
Yes,
which is always trouble.
Oh no! Oh no! The otter standing up. Mother has been bit by the rat monkey.
Oh boy.
This is no good.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Oh, mother's got some fight moves.
She doesn't play around. Look at her. She's gonna squish its head. Oh.
Oh.
It's still happening.
So is that just ketchup? Because it looks like they didn't try that.
It looks
hard.
Quite thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been savage. Ooh, she doesn't like the other woman.
See, that's probably another reason he's afraid of women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Very overbearing mother.
It's like Waterboy or something, you know?
The Waterboy.
Everything is the devil.
There's a lot of similarities here.
What part of the mother are we eating right now?
Yeah. That's amazing. This movie, on its initial release in New Zealand.
Yeah.
It made more per screen than Batman Returns.
Batman Returns, in a lot of ways, is a more disturbing movie.
Than this?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. No question. Danny DeVito's penguin? God.
Stealing children?
Jesus. Okay, his plot is to just kill a bunch of little kids.
Rich kid, or yeah, daughters of rich
people. Because they have money.
Sons and daughters of rich people, yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
I remember the story of like McDonald's. Was like super upset when they saw the movie.
I remember the Happy Meal toys.
Yeah, the Happy Meal toys. They're like, this is what we've like attached ourselves to.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
That is nuts.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having been pleased when they saw that movie in theaters. Oh, well, what can you do? I had a trading card series from that thing. I was like, wow, I don't even know that that's okay.
Crazy to think there was a time where big brands didn't like have total control over what was like.
Well, yeah, right.
You think they would have seen the movie before they signed the papers or something like that?
No, seriously. They're just like, go for it, Tim.
If there was some sort of oddball fast food like takeout, even just like a takeout restaurant that would have some sort of Dead Alive promotion, which one would it be? Alex, who would be raunchy enough of a fast food place to put out Dead Alive toys? And
there'd be
meals.
Like a Hardee's burger or
ooh,
something.
Hardee's.
That it, yeah,
I like that.
It'd be like the rat monkey burger or something like that, and it'd have like fake fur on it or something.
Oh my god!
I've got the perfect thing for this. Right. Quiznos subs, because let's not forget when they used to have commercials with like dead hamsters.
That's very true.
You get the rat monkey show up. That's good. Tim, who do you think?
I'm Googling it right now because there's this fast food place in Indiana, and they only had like, I think they only have like 5 or 6 locations left.
Okay.
And I went there one time. It's called Rax. Yeah, it's called Rax. Rax roast beef. And it's like.
R-A-X?
R-A-X. Okay. And it's like D-level Arby's.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I went there one time and I was eating it. And I was like, this is disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Like, this is, like, the worst thing I've ever been a part of.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, I know we have listeners from Indiana. Let me know if you live near Arax.
Yeah.
And let me know if you eat there. And let me know if I've offended you in any way.
Yeah.
About if you're, like, big Rax fans.
Yeah, I mean, they might be. They might own one of the Rax locations. If it's franchised, I don't know.
Tim's palate in Indiana was very complex, you
That's
know.
True.
He had the Oreos and peanut butter going on, I believe. And so
Oreos and peanut butter, a jar of peanut butter, and some Wheat Thins.
That was
through the day.
That was your darkest point. Anyway.
I was not a healthy man in my late 20s. But I made it through.
You did. You did.
Made it through.
Yeah, I got to go Del Taco.
Yeah.
Would be an option. I could see them doing it. Or like a Denny's. Like Denny's has sunk pretty low before. They did the Fantastic Four remake stuff. So
this would be a major step up over the Fantastic Four remake.
It would.
I did also watch that while I was here.
Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
The new one?
Yeah.
Where'd you watch that?
I think I just saw it on Netflix, so I threw it on.
Yikes.
What'd you think of it?
That pretty much sums up my experience.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
I wasn't expecting much anyways, if I'm being honest.
Ooh, Mother is not doing well here. There's some sort of infection spreading.
Yeah, her arm also seems to be like 7 feet long.
Yeah, that's a problem. However, Lionel is, he's getting some.
You don't hear, like it said debauch, and you never hear that term used unless it's debauchery.
Debauchery.
Yeah. But I like debauch.
That is good.
I try to bring that back.
Ooh.
I think the funny thing about that scene, besides the goop, is that in actual tarot card readings, there's a lot of like negative sounding cards, such as death.
Yeah.
And it's actually a good thing. Death usually means change.
This. Yeah, I've heard this.
Okay. Oh, so like the death of one thing and the rebirth of another.
Yeah, it doesn't always mean that somebody's going to die.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
I did like that the sex scene culminated with the pus shooting at the...
Yeah.
That was clever.
Yeah.
Good job, Jackson.
The bloody pus.
Disgusting. She's got some sort of boil on her forehead now. Oh, it's bulging.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like pulsating. Yeah, Alex.
Alex.
It like builds to be grosser, too.
It's going to get worse, man.
He's remarkably calm, considering how gross that is.
Alex, you might want to look away.
You know what love this movie? Rick. He spends a lot of time on R-popping. So.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God. Is that the Reddit? Is it popping?
About popping things?
Yes. Ugh. I can't do that. That
no,
is
I
like,
can't either.
Yeah. And then there are parts coming up that like really gross me out.
You know what I have to say though? I'm not typically this squeamish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it, like that effect looked really good. Like it was very convincing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ooh, I love that.
Some pretty rad piano.
Jesus. So she's expecting company, and
ooh.
Oh, yikes.
Oh.
At this juncture, you take her to the hospital.
Yeah, no, there's... She would have gone to the hospital with the bulging.
Yeah, I would have taken her to the hospital with the bite, to be fair, but let's pretend that you weren't concerned about that. You'd take her once you start seeing bulging things.
Yeah.
He's going to super glue her cheek back together.
I don't know about you, but I use Gorilla Glue for stuff like this all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's how you got rid of that spider bite, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's all I did. I just Gorilla Glued it. Pour some Gorilla Glue in there, and we're good to go.
No, a lot of this... Oh, sorry, Alex. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, at one point in time, my oldest brother ended up cutting into his finger at one point with a table saw.
Yikes.
And he did get things successfully reattached and whatnot, but as things were healing and getting back to normal, he did fill in his finger with super glue to be able to play guitar.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've heard of people using it. Yeah. It's not completely unheard of. Yeah.
That's dedication.
Yeah.
I don't think the medical professionals would like love that.
No.
But, you know.
Tim, you had a...
Oh, no, I'm sorry, but this was this... Jackson intended this to be kind of a satire of 1950s New Zealand.
No. Oh,
and
okay.
I'm not familiar with 1950s New Zealand, so I Googled it, and I just wanted like, this is from the Museum of New Zealand website here. 1950s New Zealand walked the line between British tradition and U.S. influences, new U.S. influences. This was after the ANZUS Treaty, which was the treaty between the U.S., Australia, and New Zealand to like cooperate in like military manners over there. They are called a golden age in New Zealand history. So I think it's looked back very fondly, much like the 50s are for some people here in the United States. But with mother country Britain weakened by World War II, New Zealand looked to the U.S. for U.S. and Australia for security. On the nation's streets, there was no stopping American pop culture. Rock and roll burst onto the scene, challenging the British tradition of ballroom dancing.
Wow.
Hollywood movies, comic strips, and pulp fiction all found young, eager audiences.
Interesting.
So
it's almost a younger... You're almost witnessing a younger generation that's being tempted by things from...
God, that's so gross. I'm sorry.
If you like pudding before... You probably don't anymore.
I remembered that part of the beginning of this scene. Luckily, I think like that color of pudding is disgusting anyway. So,
ooh, I mean, I guess here's the thing: is that I guess the British influence is like we're not going to tell him that grandma's pus just got into his.
Oh, she just ate her own ear.
They're still very reserved.
Yes.
So, yeah, maybe this is kind of like a culture clash type deal, yeah, with the very reserved nature of the parents and the older generation and, yes, the kind of gross out sensibilities of Peter Jackson.
Totally.
And his sensibilities. So maybe that's what he's going for satire wise.
I like that. I knew nothing before about 1950s.
Oh, don't worry. I Googled a bunch of it.
That's cool.
So I'll pop in. I've got some thoughts on some pop stars of the time. Something called Milk Bar Cowboys.
Interesting.
Yeah. We'll check in later.
Interesting. The tarot cards that we saw earlier in the film, the one that Alex, you commented, or Zach,
yeah,
they were kind of cool looking, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were from Aleister Crowley's Toth deck. But two cards, the Star and the Prince of Cups, are different from the ones found in the deck and were probably created specially for the film. Kind of interesting. So Mom's not doing great.
The footprints on the floor, did we see where those came from, or are we just meant to assume that
it's
was
just mother? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Did she eat a dachshund? I've pulled that out of my shower drain before, I think.
There's the title, Your Mother Ate My Dog.
Oh.
Oh, man. So mother's like a zombie now. Like we can go, yeah, like we can go ahead and classify this as a zombie.
Was this the death and the undeadification of mother, that scene right there?
Yeah. Calling in the professionals now.
Okay, now we'll bring him
in. Now it's time. Now that she's like falling apart, literally. why didn't you call me sooner? Wow. I mean, it happened quick.
I will say the consistency of the makeup is a little, it leaves a little to be desired.
Yeah.
I feel like she's looked different in every shot, just at the bottom of the staircase.
You're not wrong. Uh-oh. That was so good.
At least she's still missing her ear.
Yeah, that's,
yeah,
true.
That the ear is still gone. Very important detail.
Yeah.
No. Poor Lionel.
Now, Zach, do you remember the first time you watched this?
Do I remember the first time I watched this?
Yeah.
Maybe just a little.
Okay.
I mean, I have no idea how old I was when I first saw this,
well,
but
I know for a fact it was, we rented it from, oh boy, hold that thought. Oh my God.
Wow.
That's actually kind of a cool, oh yeah. Jesus.
No, honestly, I can see the Lord of the Rings makers like looking at that and going like, that's pretty impressive.
That's pretty, yeah, creative, right?
Yeah.
Grandma's basically an Uruk-hai at this point, right?
Kind of. I mean, here's the thing. I think the big thing here that I'm taking away, just thinking about in terms of like, why Peter Jackson would get an opportunity like that is like, look at what he did with how little he did it with. Like it's insane what he accomplished with the budget he had.
Mm-hmm.
We used to rent movies, and we talked about this before, from Bally's Video Superstore.
Oh,
in Berkeley.
Yeah, Bally's.
Yes.
Back during the old VHS days. And Zach used to get so annoyed because I'd always go in the horror section. Like, why don't you ever rent anything else? Like, why don't you rent like an action movie? You're like, I don't want to do that.
You probably got annoyed at me renting video games all the time.
No,
so.
No. But maybe a little. I don't know. But this was one of the ones I'm sure that I rented from Bally's. I know they had it. And I'd run out of kind of like the mainstream zombie movies, you know, like the Romero stuff, and pop this in. I remember seeing an article in Fangoria about how it was the goriest film of all time. Like, I gotta watch that. But they called it Brain Dead in Fangoria, so I was confused.
Yeah.
And it took me a while to figure out they were the one and the same. I'm sure he watched it. The gurgling. I'm sure he watched it with me at that point. So you were probably like 8 years old.
Yeah. I was gonna say somewhere between 6 and 8.
Yeah. I mean, this is so comical.
No, yeah. This, like, it's,
no, it's yeah,
so over the top that it's how harmful can this be for a kid as long as they know what's real and what's not?
Yeah,
I remember like in high school, like so, like Evil Dead 2 was like the gateway.
Yeah,
but then as you went further down, like you like learned about Dead Alive and stuff, and you're like, yeah, I got to get my hands on that and check it out because you kept hearing how it was gorier than Evil Dead 2. Yeah,
it's kind of a discovery.
It's kind of like a gore hound. Yeah.
Yep.
I have to apologize to Willie and Zach. If you guys ever did want to rent The Pest at that Bally's, you couldn't have because I always had it rented. Literally, like
now
several
I know
times.
Who to
do you still have it?
Not that copy, no. Oh. I do have a VHS of the movie.
How much though. Do you wish you had that copy?
Oh, though? I totally wish I did.
In the Bally's box.
If you could pull up the total spend on that, or the history of that movie, the amount of times that my dad had to rent it for me is probably
that's so good,
astronomical.
Dude. That is so good.
That was like me with Super Bomberman.
There you go.
Amazing.
I probably rented Super Bomberman from there like 24 times at least.
Here's another tarot card bit. The symbol in the tarot card that represents Lionel is the Black Armored Knight.
Uh-huh.
When he shows up and he meets Paquita at the store, he tries to buy some Black Knight licorice. So there's a little bit of a... little reference there.
Everybody's thoughts on black licorice. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
No.
Thumbs down.
Yeah.
What? Thumbs up? Ugh. Oh, I think we've gone through this before. Yeah.
No, I can't
do it. Tim, I don't
know
how to talk to you.
I also cannot drink Jaeger because it just tastes like black licorice.
I can handle Jaeger because it's such a quick, fleeting thing. If it's a shot. You know?
Yeah, I can actually drink Jaeger, but I can't stand
black
licorice.
Eat
black
licorice. Oh, boy.
A refined taste?
Jesus.
Was that Gojo? Was Gojo in this movie?
Oh my god.
It's the commissioner.
That's incredible.
Somebody should do a spinoff with this character, and it should be Gojo playing the character.
Are people familiar with Gojo? Gojo, our good friend?
Yeah, Gojo's been on Game Nerd. Well, he hasn't been on. He's been on.
We showed him.
He was on a previous commentary to Subway Camp. Yes, Gojo has similarities to this gentleman, and Gojo is quite the actor and has a great time doing some hamming it up when he can. Yeah. Actually, most of the time he likes to ham it up, so he'd probably kill this role here.
He's got a Nazi armband on there. Okay. What? Were there subtitles we needed for that part?
Lionel's going down to take care of some business now. And now he's got, what, two zombies in the basement? The nurse and the mother?
Oh, and he's got some, like, cricket pads or something?
Yeah.
This is our Black Knight right here.
Yeah.
Now, has anybody ever watched cricket?
No.
The sport?
Nope.
No.
I have one friend who can explain he has explained the rules of cricket to me probably 10 to 15 times, and they make no sense. Like, cricket games can go on for, like, days.
That's insane.
And, like, people can die during it. Like, if you get hit by that cricket ball, like...
You're kind of done, right?
Yeah, it's, like, trouble.
Damn.
Wow.
Cricket, yeah, it ain't nothing to play around with.
Just a regular rat, not a rat monkey. Oh, there she is.
Oh.
Wow.
That head. Every time it happens, I laugh.
Yeah, luckily, the nurse zombie is really not that big of a threat, because...
Yeah.
I would love to see Peter Jackson do another movie like this. Kind of like how Raimi went back with Drag Me to Hell.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised he hasn't, to be honest with you. I wonder what the reasoning is. Oh, God.
He likes money.
Yeah, he does.
Your Botox injection, Grandma.
Yeah. Well, at least he got to trank him. That's good news.
What?
It's his PTSD messing with him again.
So there is not a single cut in this movie from the original screenplay that Peter Jackson wrote. Nothing. Everything that was in the original screenplay made it to film.
Isn't there like a story like the New Zealand Board of Ratings or whatever like loved this movie?
Yeah. So the BBFC loved the film and found the gore so comical and inoffensive that they seriously considered it giving a 15 rating. In the end, they determined the sheer quantity of gore would confound expectations of 15 and therefore rated it 18. I love that. That they like loved it. That's the best. The dog who was eaten's name was Fernando, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. Fernando.
Named after Mamma Mia. ABBA.
Yeah. Of course.
Andy Garcia and Cher. Yeah.
Together. Still in theaters, by the way, folks, if you haven't seen Mamma Mia and you are listening to our Dead Alive.
You know what's bizarre? We touched on this a little bit earlier. Like, this is a hard movie to get a hold of right now. And I don't know how long it's been that way, but I can tell you this. This movie has not been released on DVD in New Zealand.
That's crazy.
Do you know the rights issues? Do you know?
I do not.
Okay.
But there's got to be something going on there.
Because I'm curious, because it's not like this is an unknown movie, and with Peter Jackson's name attached to it, it's just very strange to me.
Yeah, it's bizarre, right? Because you could throw, like, anybody be willing to put out, like, a pretty quick, cheap Blu-ray DVD bare bones and just say Peter Jackson, director of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does look like there was a Blu-ray released in 2011.
Okay.
With a 97-minute U.S. cut for the first time.
Mm. Okay.
Released then, but I haven't seen
it. It's out of print now.
Yeah, it's out of print now, yeah.
Yep. Hopefully Scream Factory picks it up.
That would be sweet. That would be sweet.
Keep an eye, by the way. Peter Jackson's got his obligatory cameo. He's the Undertaker's assistant, so.
The wrestler?
Yes.
He's Paul Bearer?
Arguably my favorite character in the movie is on screen as we speak.
The priest?
Yes.
He's fantastic. He is the best line in the movie, I think. Oh, boy. Fellas, get excited to see the best character ever. He's such a creep. Yeah, that's Uncle Les.
I had an Uncle Les.
Did you?
Not anything like that, gentlemen.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Hopefully less skeevy.
Yes.
Good.
We would go out. He had like a garage. It was like his garage.
Well, hold on.
And he would like work on his car, and would watch like sports out there. Basically.
That's cool.
And but it was he would give me Stroh's beer.
No
little
shit.
Little nips of Stroh's.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool.
First beer I ever had.
That's cool.
Yeah.
As a kid, you're probably like, "This is awesome." His suit coat, his blazer here is not fitting great. Right?
No.
Okay. This looks like a really like top-notch embalming operation here. Oh God, she's bubbling.
Oh man.
Jeez.
I do really love the colors, like the kind of bright.
Oh, totally.
Neon green and everything. It just looks really cool.
Yeah, it is very... This movie really needs some HDR 4K Blu-ray release right now. So I can...
Oh, God.
That squish, that little... Boop.
If they did Dead Alive VR... Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
I want Dead Alive in Smell-O-Vision.
4DX Dead Alive.
Seems built for that. Lionel's just doing his best.
So he was just hoping to keep her out long enough
that
to get her in the ground.
Yep. Yep. Just wanted to keep her tranked long enough to... She's out and about now, though. There's no stopping her. I want you guys to keep in mind, she died like 2 days ago, and she's really crusty now.
Now, Rock and Roll Fever swept New Zealand in the late 1950s. Did you know that?
No.
Johnny Devlin was New Zealand's answer to Elvis Presley. With his flamboyant suits and provocative dancing, the Satin Satan is what they called him.
The Satin Satan.
Was an instant hit with teens. Wow. But American pop culture provoked moral panic in other circles. Some citizens were aghast at the new music, which caused the body to jerk violently at regular intervals. They also...
That sounds
so... The New Zealand Museum write-up is fantastic. They also criticized cheap and nasty Hollywood movies that glamorized teen rebellions. Teenagers were even caught having sex in cinemas.
Ooh,
ooh la la. All right. We'll get to Milk Bar Cowboys a little later.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
That sounds like some sort of disgusting sexual act. Milk Bar Cowboy.
Maybe they're doing those in those New Zealand theaters.
In those theaters, yeah.
During those cheap and nasty Hollywood. To the body to jerk violently at regular intervals.
So dancing? I don't know.
New Zealand must not have much rhythm, I guess. Yeah.
No. It's like Elaine dancing on Seinfeld. It just, that's amazing. The film rental in Sweden.
Yes.
Came with supplementary vomit bags.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Kind of fun.
I always like that gimmick. That's how horror movies have done that a few times.
Well, yeah, they've done it back as far as like William Castle doing all sorts of gimmicky stuff.
Yeah. But the vomit bag thing is fun.
It's kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
I miss stuff like that. Like I miss.
Now this would be a. Just a little heads up. This would be a Milk Bar Cowboy. They're kind of like greasers in a way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stephen King would love these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the pompadours going on.
Yeah.
Like the tunnel snakes in Fallout.
I do not know that reference.
Yeah, what is this?
So in Fallout 3, at least, and maybe other ones, I'm not actually sure if there's other tunnel snakes, but...
I think it's just 3.
Okay. The Fallout games are kind of like a World War 3 has happened,
okay.
But like it happened at a certain point in time where like the 50s were frozen, essentially. Like that's when the bombs dropped, essentially. And
sorry, we're getting a dick rip. Here.
She's grabbed his dick.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, she is taking care of business now. He's just thrusting. Is that what the dancing looks like? The violent shaking?
Yes, by the Milk Bar Cowboys. Okay. Yeah.
There's a ribcage.
So, okay, sorry, Alex. Continue. So the Fallout in the 1950s.
So there's basically in this one Fallout vault, there is this group of kids who call themselves the Tunnel Snakes, and they're just greasers.
Okay.
But they wear the leather jackets.
Now, greasers, of course, made famous by Shia LaBeouf in Indiana Jones 4.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, the best line ever is about to happen.
Okay.
Now he's got... We're upping the numbers here. I mean, he's up to what, like 4 zombies now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, that organ. So sweet.
Good timing.
Oh, yes. God.
The thing is, in an American remake like made now, I would really need this to be Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
And it can't be. But
you're
it's
right.
Perfect.
You're right about that.
Have they ever thrown around a remake of this?
Oh God.
I can't imagine, right?
No.
Because it's really just a straightforward.
What do you do?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Do?
Like, you can't do what this does better than what this is doing.
Right.
Jesus. One of the better martial arts scenes in the film, though. Oh, my God.
And now you see why I said this is my favorite character.
He gets bit by the severed head. Oh, man.
That really is one of the great scenes.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Oh, no. The man of the cloth has been killed.
I don't know why, but it kind of reminds me of a character you would see in like a Monty Python.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally. What a sad ending. I wish that character was sticking around longer, but, you know, what can you do? So it looks like he's made some scrambled eggs?
Yeah, that seems to be scrambled eggs.
He's got a whole crew of zombies here.
Guys, this movie's really good.
I like how annoyed he looks. Oh, God.
You know what?
Part.
It's not even... Oh, God. Oh. It's not even the gore of this that, like, makes me want this Peter Jackson back. It's, like, the irreverence and just the
yes.
silliness.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the fun he's
yeah.
having.
And he has it at times post Lord of the Rings, but it hasn't been too often, in my opinion.
No, really, he really hasn't.
You have to wonder why Lionel is even doing this.
Lionel's a little crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I forgot about this. What do you think? Okay, so Peter Jackson's casting this movie, right?
Okay.
And he's getting these people in for these bit parts, like the nurse and the priest and stuff. And, like, how does he explain this to them? Like, how does he say, this is what you'll be doing in the film? Is it just a matter of, like, it's New Zealand and, quite frankly, they're down? You know, like, there's not a ton of...
I would think so. Or, I mean, if you've got... he could probably sell this.
Yeah.
Like, he seems engaged and, like, enthusiastic enough yeah. about his own material. He could probably... I mean, you pitch this to someone, and I think they go, this sounds wacky and out there. But if you get the right person there for it... I mean, if a person's auditioning for Dead Alive or Brain
yeah,
Dead, a movie called Brain Dead, I think they'd go along with it.
Yeah.
And I think they think it sounds quite fun.
Plus, he'd had, like you said, a couple movies before this that
yeah.
kind of established
yeah,
what he was doing.
I mean, they kind of knew what he was working with at this point.
That's funny.
Especially with something like Bad Taste. I mean, it's in the title.
So, I'm sorry, this man with our protagonist here. Mm-hmm.
His
who?
Uncle.
Okay, this is Uncle Les.
Uncle Les.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Les has shown up on the scene because, quite frankly, he's hoping to like get
he wants
the,
to get in
the
on
money
the estate
and the house. And yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's hoping. He's also got some sort of herpes or something going on.
Yeah.
I think it's meant to be like a venereal disease.
Right. Mm.
But it's kind of hilarious.
What is that?
He keeps taking hits off of it. Is it like some sort of inhaler?
I believe it's some sort of inhaler.
Okay.
Jesus. Eli Roth once said that Braindead was one of, if not the only film that actually quenched his bloodlust. So there you
that sounds that. Like something he would say. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all part of the grieving process.
Remember Knock Knock?
Oh, God. I don't know what that quenched, but some sort of bizarre male fantasy.
The ending is so good.
It's so good.
Dare I even ask what Knock Knock is?
It stars Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
His wife leaves.
Oh, they are going to town.
Yeah.
That's what happens when these two women show up at Keanu Reeves' doorstep. Well,
yeah.
Not that, but...
Two young women show up at Keanu Reeves' house while his wife is out of town, and they coerce him into a threesome situation, and then they kind of, how do I say it? Like, extort him?
Yes.
From there? It's something else.
Yeah.
It's very hammy.
It's misguided at times.
But it's never unwatchable.
I can see how it misguided.
Yeah. It's weirdly watchable, though, yeah. It is. I would say, I think it's on Netflix and stuff. So.
I think so, too. I would say watch it, but know what you're getting into.
Yeah, just know. It's amazing.
Now we're back at the supermarket here. Schweppes. Schweppes is a ginger ale, I believe.
Yeah, my grandmother loved Schweppes.
Really?
Yeah, she always preferred Schweppes over Werner's.
Wow, and she lived in Michigan?
I know, right?
Interesting.
Always surprising. But that was, not to get into dark, but one of the only things that grandma wanted to have when she was like, when they told her, gave her like the go ahead to like eat and drink again.
Yeah.
When she was sick. She's like, I want Schweppes. Like, give me some Schweppes.
Schweppes.
It was
okay.
Amazing. Very so we cool. Got her like a case of Schweppes.
She also wanted a chocolate milkshake from McDonald's.
Yes.
Very nice.
That was her other request. So good. Uncle Les.
You know what, though? Chocolate milkshakes at McDonald's are really good.
They're kind of amazing.
I kind of forget about that.
Yeah. It's true.
That and the McDonald's Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Did you know it's a different blend of Coke?
What's
like,
up? What's
like
up?
McDonald's Coca-Cola is only brewed for McDonald's, and it's a special blend of Coke just for McDonald's.
I did not know that.
So if you find it tastes different or better or worse, I guess, in some for some people, than regular Coke, that's why, because it's not regular Coke. Uncle Les is hit in the groin 5 times in this film.
Sorry, I just laughed at the microphone.
Poor Uncle Les.
Hey, no, you won't feel so bad for him. Alex, how are we doing so far, Betty? I want to take
quick check in.
Check your pulse.
You know,
here.
I guess my question here is like, if we hadn't been having these conversations, do you feel as though? Like, to me, the movie feels a little manic and kind of a bit all over the place.
Sure.
Yeah. Is that true without this commentary going on?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no. You actually, I know you, for those who, well, you couldn't see, Alex stepped away for a moment and
I
missed
did.
Two of the zombies having sex.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah. Yeah. nice. And then she bit his lips off, so now he's got an interesting grin going on. Mm.
Something else happened, though.
Something else has happened, too, that we're about to learn. This is one of my favorite aspects of this film.
Oh,
actually.
Hell yeah.
There's a zombie baby. He's pretty cool.
This is a zombie baby created from the sex that happened?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. She gave birth, like, record time.
Zombie gestation period is very quick.
Very quick.
It still has the umbilical cord attached.
Yeah.
That's Baby Selwyn. That's his name. Actually, this scene here, which is one of my absolute favorite scenes in the film.
What is he thinking?
There were $45,000 in New Zealand, whatever New Zealand money is, I don't know, I'll be honest.
I think it's dollars.
Is it dollars? Okay, cool.
I think so.
Remaining, so he was under budget by that much. So Jackson used the leftover money to shoot this scene, which he says is his favorite scene in the film. And it's one of mine as well, so it's pretty fantastic stuff.
This is the scene that, even though I haven't seen it probably, God, in about 15 or 16 years, I'm old, like that stuck with me. Like I remembered this scene. This and the karate priest scene.
I kick ass for the Lord.
So far, I think the absurdity of the movie is working more for me than like the gore is.
Okay. It continues to basically do a lot more of both those things.
Yeah,
so.
I figured it would.
The barbed wire mesh. This is basically was basically my first 2 months of trying to be a dad. what's happening here? Oh my God!
That baby is ridiculous.
He's
looking.
The best. Look at him go!
The baby looks like something out of the dinosaurs.
Totally.
The television.
Totally does.
Series. That was so close.
I do really also love the inconsistency of the size of the baby.
It's amazing.
Too. Like sometimes it's like a full grown human in there. It's like if anybody's seen Meg, the Meg, the shark. is like four or five different sizes throughout the film. I could never tell how.
You know
much
what? Maybe it was a perspective thing, and that's why he got Lord of the Rings.
Good boy.
Like, man, he's able to look that and make that baby look like it's gigantic in one sense, and then in another, it's tiny.
I hope this wasn't the first couple of months here, you being a father.
No. Yeah. I draw the line.
It ended after the baby came out of the carrier.
Yes.
The carriage.
Well, that was fun. Oh, man.
Okay, so Milk Bar Cowboys.
Yeah, tell
they
us
were. They caused a lot of concern among upright citizens at the time. They were a rowdy bunch. The cowboys imitated American bikie culture by racing along city streets, ironically riding British-made bikes. Yeah. So they're kind of like millennials in their love of irony. Milk Bar Cowboys were an urban phenomenon of the 50s. These young men wore leather jackets and windbreakers, slicked down their hair, and rode motorcycles. Their favorite meeting spots were milk bars. Now, what's a milk bar, you ask?
I would love to know.
I have no idea. I'll Google it.
Is it just a bar where you go get like different milks from different animals?
I think it's
perhaps
a lot like a soda shop, you know?
Maybe like a milkshake.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Like you can get like a malt,
or
something.
An egg cream.
I'm looking, you know? Yeah, I'm looking right now. It seems coffee.
That seems about
chicory
right.
Chicory essence.
He just chucks the baby down the stairs.
Yeah, it seems to be kind of like a, yeah, you're right, like a, coffee shop, milkshake shop, a malt shop. Yeah, yeah. It's a retro New Zealand milk bar concept booms in China, though. This is an article from 2016. They are big in China.
So weird.
At the very least, this commentary will be slightly informative about 1950s New Zealand.
I've learned a lot.
And 2010's China.
Well, I was going to say in 2018 money, the 45,000 New Zealand dollars is like 300,000 US dollars.
All right.
But I don't, you know, this is 20, 30 years ago at this point, so there might be some inflation going on.
Right.
We have now opened 50 milk bars in 13 provinces of China in the past 3 or 4 years, and there's a huge demand for more.
Wow.
Amazing.
Well, you know.
Can you give me a little info on the new boyfriend and who that was? Like,
he's the gentleman who works at the shop with her, I believe.
Okay.
And
he's a pharmacist.
Yes.
Okay.
And he kind of, I don't know, Lionel was kind of blowing her off and kind of broke her heart a little bit, so he kind of stepped in.
Okay. In my fan cast, he's Crispin Glover in the United States.
Sure. Lionel or?
No. The new boyfriend.
The new boyfriend.
Is Crispin
okay.
Glover.
Okay, cool.
I don't know who, if anybody, would feel threatened by Crispin Glover.
I would.
I mean, it, you
I've
know,
seen him dance
in a relationship triangle, but you know.
So Uncle Les discovered the bodies in the basement, and they had been tranquilized. So he's assuming that Lionel has lost his mind and murdered some people, which is a fair assumption when you find dead bodies in somebody's basement. And he has now invited a bunch of folks over for a party. Do you remember why he's throwing a party? I don't remember what the reasoning was.
I can't remember why.
I don't know. He's throwing a party. He's Uncle Les. Who knows why he does what he does. The important thing is we've got a lot of people in this house now.
It's so. A bit of a... Oh, I see a little ballroom dancing here.
According to Wikipedia, Les has blackmailed his nephew into giving up the house and his inheritance and invites the friends over as a housewarming party.
That's right.
Okay.
I love that he's got the Texas belt buckle and, like, bolo tie going on for some reason.
So cool.
Randy Quaid.
Yep.
In the American.
If you can find him.
Yeah. If he's not too busy.
Best of luck. Oh, he's busy, all right.
He's busy. He's tweeting a lot lately.
Is he?
It's incredible.
Yikes.
Yeah, follow Randy Quaid on Twitter, everybody.
It's a real horror
show. Are you
sure?
Yeah, you won't regret it. don't follow him if like you are if you have like issues with seizures though, because he posts a lot of videos of him talking into a strobe light, like a lot, and he's always talking about how the government's after him and stuff. It's pretty crazy.
Him and his wife went nuts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But robbed a bank or something.
He seems to be doing all right now.
New boyfriend doesn't look that Crispin Glover. I retract that casting.
Oh,
I've taken the offer back. I'm not sure who it would be, though.
I'm going to go John Hamm.
Okay.
I want, like, but really playing it up like. I'd almost go Lionel as Crispin Glover.
I mean, you could. Yeah, I think that's entirely possible.
There's a lot of Me Too moments in this interaction between these two.
Good job.
That's one, he's got a wig.
That's one dick hit.
Oh, that's the first
Les.
One?
Yes.
We don't have that much time left to get more in.
It's the second dick hit of the movie, really, though.
Yeah. Right, mm-hmm. right.
Just on a different person.
Right. The first on him. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll have to count the five.
I got a question for you guys,
sure.
if you don't mind a little sidetrack here. Still right. movie related, though.
Never do.
Not 1950s related, but do you guys, this is like a video store movie for me. Like it reminds me of being in a video store. Do you know the movie you rented the most at a video store? Can you think of it?
I've already disclosed that.
Oh, the past. Yeah, that's true. Okay, that's true. That's fair. That's fair.
Alex shared his.
I forgot about that.
Zach, can you? Trying to remember what you rented.
Super Bomberman was your game.
That was my game, yeah. I'm trying to think for movies.
For a game, I used to rent the Tiny Toons game all the time. Mm.
The Genesis one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. Movie-wise, for me, it was Day of the Dead.
Day of the
George
Dead.
George Romero's Day of the Dead.
Okay.
I think I read that VHS tape like 5,000 times.
I just want to say Rake and the Vice is a pretty good...
Not bad.
Pretty good entanglement yes. device. Snare,
good
if you
for
will.
Zombie immobilization.
Yeah.
I think people are probably going to hate me for this, but I want to say The Phantom Menace.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you do read that a lot.
Okay.
Because when that came out, I actually liked it.
Okay.
Well, I think a lot of people
did. I mean,
did.
You're a kid.
You know?
Man.
Yeah.
You're allowed to like it. Yeah, I remember you watching Zach's three movies he'd watch on VHS like constantly to the point where like the tapes were starting to like degrade, I think. It was Phantom Menace, Liar Liar, and God, what was the third one?
Liar Liar, yeah.
There was another one you used to watch constantly.
Well, Liar Liar, I still watch constantly. So.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. I'll think about the third one. There was another one that was like, it was all the time. What was yours, Tim? Yours was?
I've been thinking about it because I brought up the question and didn't have an answer. But
no, I do that all the time.
Army of Darkness, I rented a lot. Jason Takes Manhattan, I rented a lot. Mm. Mallrats, I rented a lot.
That's a good one.
Because Mallrats, the thing with Mallrats was... I could get like, I couldn't buy it necessarily because my parents were like, if they would have seen me, like, kind of, but like, I could rent it for whatever
sense.
Reason.
Yeah,
because I didn't really know. But yeah, Mallrats, I remember renting quite a bit.
That's a good one. A lot of movies I owned, like, I owned. My dad bought a lot of VHS tapes back in the day. So I was lucky enough for that. You know, I mean, I rewatched a lot of the stuff that he had either recorded off of HBO or. Stuff that he'd gone to like Suncoast or wherever and bought. Mother is looking like nothing like Mother anymore at this point. He's giving them the like poison now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's trying to finally put him down. An emotional moment.
Why he didn't do this in the first place, I don't know.
Well, it was his mother, you know? I mean, he's just... He couldn't let go. That's a weirdly dark moment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a zombie baby, but it's still kind of a baby, right?
Yeah.
Well, the good news is it's over.
Uh-huh.
The problems are solved. And we can move
on. Now we're
lives.
Just hitting Uncle Les in the nuts a couple more times.
Four more times before the end of the film.
Yeah, we got to get four. It's got to be like a rapid fire nut shot, right? Well, maybe one here.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Like, is nobody at the party concerned about what's happening right now?
They're all just having a good time.
Uncle Les keeps similar company, you know?
mean, I'd say I already find it surprising that he would have this many friends to invite over to the house.
Uh-oh.
So wait, it was simultaneously a poison and an animal stimulant?
Somehow it was labeled wrong, I believe.
Yeah, somebody put the poison label over the animal stimulant, I believe.
Okay.
The trouble here is now we've got some hyped up zombies.
Oh, that dolly zoom. Sick. I love a good dolly zoom.
Who doesn't? That baby launched. You see that?
This is where things begin to escalate quite a bit.
Oh, things are about to get really good here now.
The ripping, like the chest ripping open stuff, always gets me. Like, I think it's really gross.
So
it's
gross.
Another rib cage. It's two rib cages in this movie.
Solid.
It's Dawn, right?
Dawn's got some rough ones.
The Dawn one is really gross to me.
Where they like just dig their fingers in.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Oh.
That's a cool effect.
That was talent. It's like when you pull the tablecloth out and all the stuff stays on it. It was a little low for a heart, but okay.
Yeah. I had the same thought. Oh, he got hit again.
There was another one.
Good for whoever came up with that piece of trivia, because they watched the movie. I assume they watched the movie and went, man, he got hit in the nuts a lot. And then they went back and they're like, I got to count how many times he got hit in the balls.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
God. There's something about slowly cutting off a hand instead of just like chopping it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of need a Blu-ray of this.
Right, it deserves
one. This looks pretty good on DVD. But
it does, yeah. But I did see an anecdotal Reddit post that somebody heard that Peter Jackson is working on a box set Blu-ray of this. Meet the Feebles and
Bad Taste. Oh, that would be sweet.
That'd be really cool.
Like an early Peter Jackson.
I couldn't find anything official yet, but yeah. That's happening.
This is one of my favorite moments, too, in the film. Les is using lawn gnomes as weapons.
Who is that company that just released the early Romero? Was it Arrow that did that?
I think it was Arrow Video, yeah. I could see them doing something like that. It'll happen. I have little to no doubt about that. Uh-oh. This is great, too. This stuff is just so good. I mean, how creative, you know?
Yeah.
Jesus! That's a great moment,
too.
That
was pretty incredible.
I mean, you look at that.
He picks her up with his hands.
He like lifts her straight up. The ingenuity and some of the stuff, though, like, I mean, how many zombie movies have you seen where somebody's been, you know, they've had their head ripped off or, like you said, like, been, like, bisected. But in this one, you've got, like, guys that, like, their legs are just, like, little bones wiggling around and...
I gotta say, just pulling the face off...
It's so cool.
I have not seen since Face Off.
Yeah.
Just wait till you see the innards.
Mm.
You'll know what I mean.
Lionel's got himself in a bit of a trouble here.
Uh-oh. Oh, what a comic genius here.
So sweet. Use the heads. The squishing of each one.
Man.
This stuff is just great.
Don't you guys remember the scene in Lord of the Rings with the Uruk-hai just slipping in the mud over and over again? It was a good part.
Party has not gone well.
Is that Elvis Costello?
I think so. It's a good thing she had that sack of tomatoes.
Yeah, what a convenient bag of produce.
Have you guys ever stabbed produce?
Yeah, that's true. She did not drop it.
You guys ever stabbed produce?
Not that I'm aware of. That was prime nut hit position. I was waiting for it, but.
Oh, man. Uncle Les versus the priest. Now we're getting into some good stuff.
Oh, boy.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff.
Here's a review. Here's a negative review from IMDb. This is from Theron4, October 2006. Ugh. If you love Garbage Pail Kids trading cards, you'll probably think this film is absolutely hilarious.
100%.
I do like Garbage Pail Kids.
That's not a bad comparison.
Yeah. If this movie is any indicator, my doing... I really don't know how to describe this film. Let it suffice to say that every time I think about it, even for a moment, I wish I could go back in time and destroy my friend's DVD so I wouldn't have to be subjected to the comedy, in quotes, of this movie. The images disgusted me. The story was insulting to all but the lowest intelligence. The jokes, in quotes, made me want to weep for humanity sinking so low. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's a bit much. But.
Who is so butthurt about this movie they're going to write these bad IMDb reviews about it?
I don't get it.
I for the life of me can't, like...
Look at this guy.
Can't imagine sitting down and watching a movie called Dead Alive or Brain Dead and then getting this.
Expecting sophistication.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
There's nothing offensive to me about this film, even remotely.
Ooh.
God, that one's good.
Yeah, I'm with the New Zealand Film Board on this.
It's so inoffensive. Like, it's so silly.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
So sorry, Theron4, if you're a listener, but you're wrong. Your 1 out of 10 does not hold up.
You must think I'm scum of the earth.
The legs.
I love this movie.
I know.
Yeah. God.
You know what I can almost see is like someone like maybe going like, oh, I love Lord of the Rings. I love Peter Jackson.
Oh, jeez.
It's like the one time the lady in the video store loved Ashley Judd and she had Bug in her hand. You remember Bug?
Oh,
by
no.
William Friedkin. Bug is insanity. Like, it's complete insanity. And I remember being like, hey, you don't want to rent that. It's her and Michael Shannon, I believe.
Yeah, that.
Remember when I mentioned innards?
Yeah.
That
what?
Little like musical cue where it's like checking itself out. Yeah. In the mirror. It's beautiful. Yeah, I can't even imagine like how uncomfortable I'd be if somebody just rented Bug because like, oh, I'm an Ashley Judd fan. I really like what's that one she did with Hugh Jackman early on? Like
Someone like
Kate
you?
Kate Leopold or something.
No, right? Kate Leopold.
Yeah, Someone Like You. That was it.
Someone Like You was the that one. Yeah.
If they rented like Bug and Someone Like You like as a 2-for-1 pack, I'd be like, oh, I don't know.
Alex, you watched The Greatest Showman?
I did.
What'd you think?
It was fine.
Music was good, I thought.
I thought it was good.
The music was quite good.
Oh, you saw
good.
Too?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We got to get our Greatest Showman thought. The music was quite good. The movie itself was... there was no music going on, I was kind of... But there were a couple sequences, too, that I thought were pretty fantastic. So.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Oh, no.
It just seemed very fine to me. And it was okay. But, yeah.
Baby Selwyn. Oh, he's coming back. That's so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Speaking of Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah, right.
I like how she reconsiders for a second and is like, maybe I shouldn't do this.
Then it throws
up. And the baby throws up on her. What?
Three.
There's right, three.
Good.
Got headbutted. He's the best part of the movie.
The baby?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the garden gnome zombie. It's so good.
Man, the last like 20 or 30 minutes of this movie is complete.
It's just total chaos. It's actually very impressive to me.
So we don't have too many people left alive at this point. I mean, they went pretty quick. Uncle S, Paquita, this young lady, I believe she said her name was Rita. But she's been bit.
The woman in the background did so good.
With a light bulb in her head? Yeah.
I would love a dead alive haunted house.
Oh, God, yes.
Just I would want to work at a
dead alive haunted house.
Haunted house, yeah.
It'd be so much fun.
Picture.
We're on, what, 3 dick hits for Uncle S?
Yeah, we're on 3.
Okay. Good.
And I do appreciate that about Peter Jackson. He'll take the kind of lecherous man and hit him in the nuts a few times. Remember, he's the one that put the Weinstein's name in Lord of the Rings over in the credits. He put it over like the monsters.
Yes.
And people are wondering if that was on purpose though.
It very well could have been.
It very well could have been, yeah.
A light bulb lady's getting cleaved. Now, where did these guts come from? Oh, it's the gut monster. Okay. Mm-hmm. This one from the bathroom.
They came from the greaser guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Oddly, another similarity to Preacher, there was somebody being choked with intestines on this week's episode.
Nice.
So. If you like Dead Alive, you might like Preacher.
I like the gut monster. It's like it's using the lungs to, as like little legs to crawl around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can almost guarantee the makers of Preacher have seen Dead Alive.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Isn't it Seth Rogen and
and Evan Goldberg? Yeah, they've
smoked a lot of
for
weed.
For sure.
To watch this
and Garth Ennis was the writer, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
I would be willing to bet Garth Ennis is probably.
Yeah, you're totally right.
You know who would love this movie? Your brother John.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
You think John would like this?
I think so. I think he would.
I think he'd laugh.
He might have seen
off.
It previously, yeah. But yeah, he would find it very funny.
I'll make sure I ask him if he's seen it or not.
Yeah.
That gut monster's so good.
I just don't
get it?
Well, no, I don't understand the mechanics of it, but this isn't a movie where you can ask that question. So,
Uncle Les cleaning house.
He does kind of redeem himself a little bit, you know?
Uncle Les, yeah. I mean, he's taking him out. Y'all is squishing. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
The head just pops. They're very these zombies are very easy to dismember and like
Yes. They're
basically made of like cheese. You just tear them apart.
I knew this movie was just gonna turn into us watching and laughing at it.
Oh God!
Wow!
It's like a meat grinder. Yeah. Oh, it is a meat grinder.
Well, at some point, what do you say?
Oh, there we go. Number four.
That's
four.
Number four.
It's the baby. Beautiful.
Oh my God. He just Kool-Aid manned. Uncle Les has lost his mind at this point.
He's just got the bloodthirst going on right now.
Uh-oh.
We haven't seen Grandma in a while.
It's been a bit.
See, here's the thing. What's insane about this is that I don't see an end point. Like, typically when a movie gets insane in the third act, you're like, oh, this is all going to settle down when he puts the thing on the pedestal or, like, uploads the thing to the computer.
There's going to be some sort of, like, MacGuffin that can be used to stop the evil from...
Yeah.
Oh, good thing he had dentures.
Wait, why did his body just explode?
They're playing the lava game.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
There it
so
is.
So we're counting that as the fifth?
That must be the fifth,
the
yeah.
fifth? Okay.
I don't think there's going to be any after this one. Oh, she sub-zeros him.
That little guy is so sweet. We're running out of survivors here.
Yeah.
Things aren't looking good for Rita either.
Elvis Costello zombie trying to...
It's like a hockey puck. Oh, God. Here we go.
Here's the Black Knight. What a sick line.
So sweet. Oh, my God. Get ready, Alex.
It's like some straight up Dead Rising right here.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Just...
Jesus. This is going to be just us laughing for the next 5 minutes.
He's still slipping around on the floor too.
Like, Peter Jackson is just having fun at this point.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, we already bought this blood, so...
Looks like meat's back on the menu, boys.
You know what? I think I'd really enjoy a Lionel and Ash movie.
Oh, my God. I'd watch the hell out of that.
I'm glad Chekhov's blender came back. We got to see it. Yeah.
Somebody had to go via blender.
It is kind of a bummer in a way that we never get another Dead Alive movie, but leave it as it is, I guess.
Have you seen how badass Lionel looks now?
Oh, my God. I want him and Charlton to play brothers.
Man, he's got
something.
All denim on, too.
Not anybody can rock,
I was gonna
not
say.
Just anybody can rock that.
And it's like, that's a recent picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how I'd feel about a new Dead Alive.
A new Dead Alive?
It's hard to say. If they did a sequel or something.
Yeah, I was like, I was just thinking even more of like a continuation from... Like just like a 90s sequel. Like we never got it then, but
there is
like a
still...
like a period Dead Alive sequel. Is what you're saying?
Maybe. But well, I mean, I just meant a sequel to this.
Okay.
But like it would have occurred in the night. Like they would have made
like
it in the
an
night.
An actual sequel
like
that was
actual...
timely.
Yes. Okay. Yes. But I mean we could get a don't get me wrong.
Oh no, guys.
What?
That is so sweet.
Oh, shit.
Get it, girl.
Oh.
Oh. There goes Uncle Les. He literally can't walk.
No.
Oh, my God. So much blood.
I'm surprised there isn't some horror game that has monster designs based off of this movie.
I would play a Dead Alive game for sure.
Yeah.
That's why I said Dead Rising is like the closest thing
yeah.
I can think of.
Yeah.
Because he could use a lot more in that.
Yeah.
He found his legs. Get him, Lionel.
Oh, man.
That's perfect.
Oh, no.
God.
Oh, my
God.
He's
so covered in stuff at this point.
They're just spraying that actor with stuff.
I wonder how many days he just had to go shower for like hours
trying
to get
out
everything
of your
out. Yeah.
Oh,
is there anything that rivals this that you can think of?
No, not in terms of pure blood. Like
there's stuff in the Evil Dead TV series. There are moments.
Ugh.
But I don't know. I don't even know if it gets like this. You know, some of those some of those Mikkei films, if I recall.
Some of them get pretty crazy, yeah. This is super bloody, though. I mean, like, once again, not realistic bloody or gory or violent, so it's different, but
right.
This is very bloody. There's a moment where it's looking at him like, please don't kill me, sir. It's praying.
The poor innards.
Incredible.
I love how that guy's intestines become a character.
Yeah.
If only they had made an innards plushie.
Oh my god, I'd buy it.
I would have picked that up as a kid for sure.
Oh god. That's right. Mom is still around.
Oh, man. What?
The boobs are so good. They're going all out now. The butt.
Wow.
It's so sweet.
What's most impressive to me is there's somebody standing in that.
Yes.
Like operating that.
And probably a couple puppeteers on top of that. Yeah.
I wonder if, like, why she has transformed at this point.
I can only assume. Here's where what I'm going to go with right now. The rest of them were secondary infections. She was a direct infection through the Sumerian rat monkey. So,
oh,
like,
yeah.
That's pretty good.
So, and if you add the animal...
Animal stimulant.
Yep. Mm. It would just increase her, yeah. So. And her thing, like the rest of them were just kind of zombies. She, like, mutates, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's more like Jeff Goldblum in The Fly.
Well, and she is the most lengthy... Like,
that's true.
Time here, yep. You know, everybody else is pretty fresh.
Yep. This is beautiful.
What?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
We kind of, yeah, glossed over that.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. He witnessed it. Now we can see why he was a little bit, like,
yeah,
repressed, you know?
Yeah. Like he's
witnessed some nastiness.
That also must be the shadow that looms over him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That they discovered from the tarot cards.
Mm-hmm. That giant puppet yelling slut is so good.
Oh my god.
So wants him to return to.
This is fantastic.
Yeah. He's being eaten by the uterus, I believe, or something. I don't know what's happening.
It's like the end of Tron Legacy when Clue is
yes.
reassumed.
Yep. It's exactly like that. I mean, don't get me wrong, this is quite a crude puppet, but it's so impressive that they pulled this off.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is that it doesn't look cheap to me.
No.
It just is very stylistic.
It's kind of one of those things, too. Yeah, like, what would this actually look like if this were real?
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, God.
As if he hasn't already been through enough.
That butt. It just cracks me up.
Oh, it cracks you up?
Well done.
Thanks.
Oh my god, this poor actor.
I want to know how they got it so like stringy and like tendony.
Do you think he really like truly knew what he was getting himself into? Like I mean, obviously he was told like there's going to be some blood, you're going to have to get dirty. And like, do you think he really knew just how covered in growth? Like,
probably not.
Can you honestly say that you wouldn't want to be starring as Lionel though?
Yeah, no, I'd do it. I'd have a field day with it, but it's just amazing to me. Like, it probably took him multiple showers just to get a day's worth of that shit off of him.
Shooting the scene with the lawnmower would have been so much fun.
Yeah, it would have been fun.
Even if it was gross, it would still be fun.
Kid looked like a Culkin.
Kind of did.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no, don't. Wash up first. He's a man who makes his own fate now. I think that's really the lesson here, right?
Yeah.
He's escaped from his mother.
Yeah. Like, he's taken charge of his own life.
He's come a long way. It's like you said, him and Ash would make a great duo, I think.
Yeah.
And very nice to see the two kids walking off together.
The end.
Yeah, that is Dead Alive, a.k.a. Brain Dead. Little Selwyn made it, though.
What's up?
Little Selwyn's still alive.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was in the house, but we never see him go out, you know. That should be noted. What, Alex, what do you think, man?
It's quite a film.
Yeah.
It's quite a film, and it's... I don't know. It's one of those things that makes me curious to go and watch more Peter Jackson, because I think I've maybe missed a lot of the potential DNA. Like we joke, but there are things about this movie that I'm like, okay, like I can see some of the sensibility mm-hmm. of Lord
oh, totally.
Of the Rings
for sure.
coming
no,
through
I can too.
In this.
Yeah.
And so... But it would be fun for me to go back through things like, you know, Meet the Feebles and just try to put more of who Peter Jackson is together.
Yep.
Beyond the franchise that dominates his career.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
I still have never made it through The Hobbits.
Don't.
I didn't finish the last.
Don't bother.
Okay. So.
It's not worth it.
Tim, what did you think this time around, man?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. I got way too caught up in it at the end.
It's hard not to.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's great stuff.
People don't want to hear us talking over that sequence anyway.
Yeah, I'm sorry for even talking at all.
Zach,
how to hold up for you?
It's a masterpiece.
No kidding.
All right.
I won't argue
Seriously,
that.
Seriously, I think it's a great movie.
No, I do.
No, I agree. I do.
The humor's done well enough, and I really like the monster designs
yeah.
mm-hmm. are particularly great. Like, there's not many monster designs you see that get that far fetched, you know?
Mm. Yeah,
the guy's innards are literally trying to kill somebody.
That's the thing is, like, with the exception of Grandma at the end, is that they are, excuse me, I keep calling her Grandma because she reminds me of Grandma from Preacher. But the mother at the end, other than her, the rest of them are all like manipulations of the human body,
mm-hmm.
which is a different level of like body horror than even like the Cronenberg.
Yeah.
Level of things, you know, like it seeing the contortions of Uncle Les's spine just like as he's crab walking underneath, like it that there's not much like that in any other movie that I've seen, so that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with it this time too. It's one of those movies that I like to watch every couple of years or every few years because it's just it there's so many little like goofy moments in it and so many like hilarious just like understated bits. Comedy bits and stuff like that. Lawn gnome kills me still. Like there's things like that's the example I always think of when I think of like the little bits in this movie that are just like, wow, what a cool little thing to throw in there that like other directors might not have thought about. But like he's like, it would be funny if we jam a lawn gnome in this guy's neck, and then we have him turn towards the camera, so the gnome smiling at you. Like it's perfect. But yeah, no, huge fan of this one for sure.
The priest kicking ass in the name of the Lord is probably my favorite part overall. Yeah.
That's classic. Perfect. Yeah, that was great, guys. I'm glad we did that.
Yeah, me too. There's an AOL email address at the end of this DVD, and I am fascinated. I want to call that phone number so bad.
Wildstar Creative Solutions. Yeah, we're back to the DVD venue.
Man. Yep.
We made it back. Guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for joining us for Dead Alive. Hopefully you watched along with us, or you just listened to us.
Sorry for the dead spots in there, if there were.
Yeah, that's a commentary.
Dead spots.
trust me,
these are getting worse.
Filmmaker commentaries that I've heard that have more dead spots than we just had. So, yeah. But no, thanks for joining us. That was a lot of fun, and we'll definitely do it again at some point. Anybody else got anything you want to add before we take off?
Zach, thank you for joining the Midwest Podcast Network in your debut.
Thank you.
Great job.
Hopefully, I'll be able to do more sometime. But.
Yes, yes. We'll have to figure out how to remote you in. We've done that previously, and I think we can figure it out.
Drop ship you.
Yes,
that'd be great.
So. I think the main place I'd probably end up swaying towards is the Midwest Game Nerds.
I think so too. So we'll have to make that happen.
Since I'm more of a gamer than anything else.
Yeah,
but I do love me some horror movies.
We got horror games.
I'm already looking horror forward. Games, yeah. Actually, I'm looking forward to the next little competition you do. You guys got any ideas what that might be?
Oh, the brackets?
Yeah, brackets.
I think the plan right now is to do, we've got two episodes in September, correct?
Yes.
And then October, we're going to do like a Halloween bracket blowout.
Yes.
Is a plan now.
Yes.
So we're going to do all sorts of Halloween brackets.
Yep.
Willie, do you have any idea what you want to watch next?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I don't want to. It's a little late in the night, so let's sleep on it, you and I. We can text back and forth a bit about it. Unless you have an idea.
No, it's your turn.
All right. Well, I'll think it over. We'll announce something on Twitter.
Okay.
/ Facebook.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
It is your turn, because I picked... is it your turn? Who picked the Cronenberg movie? You picked the Cronenberg movie.
I picked The Brood, man.
It's your turn. It's my turn,
I was going to say, this doesn't seem right. I don't think it is. Yeah, it didn't feel right
just
to
second,
me.
Just a second.
Yeah, no. What you got to do.
Talk amongst yourself.
Feedback. Leave us some feedback. Facebook.com/horrormovieyearbook. We are on Twitter @ HM Yearbook. You can also email us horrormovieyearbook@gmail.com. Do not forget to rate and review us on iTunes. We appreciate that.
Tim's been doing some wonderful daily work with the Horror Hotline. So I think, Horror Movie Yearbook comes out every other week.
Yeah.
But there's some good content coming out to get you in between those episodes.
Yeah, so. Just a heads up on that. It's not going to be daily anymore.
Okay.
Because it was affecting my mood.
Yeah.
And I got busy at work, and I also bought Madden.
Okay.
But I want to start doing some YouTube stuff.
Okay.
So check out our YouTube page. I've already started working on a couple things.
That's cool.
I got to record some VO and stuff for it, too.
There you go.
Willie, to celebrate... to celebrate Castle Rock.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to watch Maximum Overdrive?
Fuck yeah, I want to watch Maximum Overdrive. What are we talking about? Yeah, I'll watch the show then. I own it, so we're good.
It's on YouTube and Amazon Video for like $2 right now.
There you go.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool.
Awesome. Maximum Overdrive it is. I'm very excited to get into like the dregs of... Stephen King directed this movie. Like directed.
We didn't get a chance to talk about it on the King bracket.
No. He was on so much coke.
Insane.
Wait, is Maximum Overdrive the one with the cars?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so good.
It's so good.
I forgot about that movie completely, actually.
Yes. Yeah, it's something else.
We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about the trailer for it where Stephen King introduces it.
Yeah, I'll be playing the trailer in private for you fellas briefly after we sign off here, so you can see how much cocaine he was on. I'm very excited for this, Tim. Thank you for picking this. This is wonderful. And we just wrapped up the Woodward Dream Cruise, so it's kind of a fitting... real quick, thanks to John Morrell for our music and to Greg Long for all of our graphics and art. And thanks to you guys, Alex and Zach, for joining us.
Thanks for having
us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Awesome. All right. See you later, guys.
Bye-bye, man and woman.